And speaking of remarkable human achievements, two NASA astronauts made history today and took the first ever all-female spacewalk.
Great view here of both Christina Cook on the end of the robotic arm with the red stripes on the legs of her spacesuit and just visible below her, Jessica Meir.
That was a commentator with NASA TV. Christina Cook and Jessica Meir floated outside the International Space Station to replace defective equipment. Even though it looks like they're floating, a spacewalk is one of the most physically challenging things an astronaut can do.
You can perform a safety tether swap onto the SSRMS. First, lock your green hook, and then relocate your yellow hook to the SSRMS Lee forward tether point.
Copy that.
14 other women have done spacewalks, but always with male astronauts. Catherine Sullivan was the first American to do it 25 years ago. She reflected on today's accomplishment.
In terms of getting an important job done, it's that the gender makes no difference at all. These are two superbly trained professionals who will, I'm sure, have no problems. But in terms of the inspirational value and a moment in time to reflect on how women's roles have grown and expanded in the space program, I think it's a very quite significant moment. I hope lots of young people all around the world are watching and maybe raising their sights on what they think they can accomplish themselves.
The two astronauts, Christina Cook and Jessica Meir, spoke on the phone this afternoon with President Trump. They said they were just doing their jobs.
There's been a long line of female scientists, explorers, engineers, and astronauts, and we have followed in their footsteps to get us where we are today.